Welcome to Conestoga 10, podcast number 7 for May 18th, 2006. Conestoga is Oklahoma's largest literary science fiction and fantasy convention. It will be held July 28th through the 30th, 2006 in Tulsa, Oklahoma. We are celebrating 10 years of Conestoga, Misha Merlin Publishing, and Yard Dog Press. In addition to our focus on guests attending the convention, we wanted to let you know about some of the other activities planned for Conestoga. In that vein, we bring you an interview with Tim Fraser, who is the chair of the Conestoga International Film Festival, which is in its fourth year. You'll soon learn how the internet has turned a small, obscure local film festival into a slightly bigger international one, one that you shouldn't miss. Today I have Tim Fraser, the director for the Conestoga International Film Festival. Thanks for joining me today.
Sure.
Tim is a longtime fan. He's also been the convention chairman three times. He is, I guess, certainly a glutton for punishment. He's also the author of Necronomicrap from Yard Dog Press. Before we go into the film festival, what can you tell me about Necronomicrap?
It is a horoscope book. It's like one of those horoscope books you get at the grocery store, you know, in the checkout line. Gives a little horoscope for every month out of the year for your particular zodiac sign. Mm-hmm. Except it's not really not unrude, you know.
so they're fake. Fake or something like you're going to die tomorrow, or something bad is going to happen to you instead of something good.
Well, I started it out doing a horoscope column for a little email newsletter, mm-hmm. a little weekly newsletter. And because I read a funny one online one time, and I thought, I could do better than that. So I started writing it, and this newsletter took it. And after, in no time at all, say 2 years, I approached Yard Dog Press and said, do you think this might be a good idea for a book? And they said, well, come up with something. And so I did.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's often how authors get started. They see a book or a magazine article or a story, read it on the shelf, and they say, well, I can do better than that. Mm-hmm. And that's often how sometimes careers are launched. Well, it seems you've done a lot in fandom here. 2006 is going to mark the fourth year for the film festival. Is that correct?
That's right.
Tell people who want to enter about the rules, although probably by the time this podcast is posted, it may be very close to the deadline. So when is the deadline?
For this year, it'll be July 1st. But one thing that we've found from past film festivals is that amateur filmmakers keep track of deadlines pretty much the way artists and writers do, which means they largely ignore them.
It's more of a guideline than a deadline.
It's more of a guideline than a rule. But we will accept some afterwards if we have time to look at them.
And as long as they meet the rest of the guidelines.
Right, exactly.
Well, that's good. Now, one thing I want to know is, you've been doing this for 4 years. Whose brainchild was it for this film festival?
Well, I had the idea for this after going to the Bare Bones Film Festival in Muskogee, which I highly recommend. They have a great festival every year. Mm-hmm. And I went 1 year, and I stayed around. I was there one whole morning looking at amateur films from students. And a popular theme of these short little films was the theme of a high school film student making a film for a film festival. So, and I thought, we can do this. So but what came out of that was the realization that in the last few years, video technology has taken off to such an extent that it's now capable for pretty much anybody to do their own films with at home, you know, with their own equipment at home, pretty much by themselves.
Well, computers do make it possible to do quite a many things, including these podcasts, and bring the cost down for the average person. Mm-hmm. So when is the Bare Bones Film Festival?
It's usually in April. April. It's in Muskogee. They have their own website and everything.
Okay. Well, I'll post a link to it, and then people can check it out for next year. So you were inspired by the Bare Bones Film Festival. Go ahead and tell our audience what the Conestoga International Film Festival is, and what kinds of films you accept for entry.
Well, it's an amateur film festival, which means We give amateur filmmakers a chance for them to show their work in a venue that they might not have had a chance to see mm-hmm. before. Many film festivals get so many entries from so many semi-professionals that it's hard for the amateurs to have a chance to show their stuff, to get any kind of chance to show it. So I wanted the Conestoga Film Festival to be a chance for these young filmmakers to get exposure that they might not otherwise get.
Now, is there a maximum length for these films that people can enter?
We set a length at 20 minutes because, well, initially I didn't know how much time we would be able to get from the convention to show stuff. So I figured if we limited the time, it would give us a chance to show more movies.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually been very productive because what it does is it gives the filmmakers a deadline. It challenges them to tell their story in 20 minutes or less.
And, you know, of course, Conestoga is a science fiction and fantasy convention. Now, are those the only genres that you accept, or are there other genres that you accept for the film festival?
We accept five different categories of films: science fiction, fantasy, horror, animation, and documentary.
Now, you've been running this will be the fourth year. What's one of the most surprising things about the festival since you started it?
I guess one of the most surprising things is the quality of stuff that we've got. In the entries that we've had every year, so far, I can only think of one that was just completely unwatchable. We've had another one that would probably qualify for a late night on Cinemax, but most of them have been just very surprising, wonderfully surprising quality.
Since you said one of them might be shown on late night on Cinemax, so is there a limit? You don't want them to go like past like an R, or does it matter?
Well, we treat every film on an individual basis, you mm-hmm. know, judge each one on an individual basis. We would prefer PG or so if it falls into the category of the film, you know, if it adds to the film. We judge on a film-to-film basis. The thing is, we have no control over the audience, over who's going to see it. If it's
right.
something inappropriate for children, they probably shouldn't submit it. So far, it hasn't really been a problem.
Well, that's good. Now, how many entries do you usually get per year?
We usually get at least about a dozen or so every year, which is pretty remarkable since we hardly do any advertising at all. It's one of the magical things about the internet.
Well, one of the things I do remember in past years, you were telling us where some of those films came from, like China and Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
And now, it originally wasn't called the International Film Festival, was it?
It was just the Conestoga Short Film Festival.
But
once we started getting movies from Switzerland and China and Italy and Canada, it became obvious that we needed to change the name to reflect the content of the festival.
So let's see, how many continents does that make that you've gotten films from?
Well, let's see. We've got it from Asia and Europe, North America. We haven't got any from Australia yet. So,
or what about South America?
No, not yet.
Not yet.
But
okay.
But I expect any time. So.
Well, hopefully we'll get more. Which films have traveled the farthest? Would you say China has been the furthest?
I would say China. And what we got from them was it was a student documentary about mm-hmm. kids growing up in China. And it's the ones we get from overseas are particularly interesting because you get that whole different perspective mm-hmm. on things. The one we got from Switzerland was kind of a fantasy horror, and you could get a change of perspective on what Europeans view as fantasy and what Americans may view as fantasy.
Obviously, we can send people to the website to get the full details and the entry forms, send their film into the contest, but what are some other general rules that people should be aware of?
Well, they need to send it in a format we can display, usually either DVD or American VHS.
Now, generally, that would be in like NTSC format
yes.
as opposed to PAL. I think you had that problem once before. You got one in a PAL format.
Yes, we did, and we had to go get it transferred over just so we could show it. I don't really blame the filmmaker that much, but you know you have to be aware of where you're sending your film mm-hmm. about whether or not they can show it.
Now, since this is the fourth year, will you be showing any winners from the previous years or at least last year's at the convention?
What we're planning on doing is having a big best of show at the fifth anniversary, which will be in 2007.
Which will be number 11 for us. Ours goes to 11.
Mm-hmm.
And although our guest of honor this year is David Drake, Laurel K. Hamilton will be our guest of honor for 2007.
We're all looking forward to that.
But we got to pay attention to our 10-10-10 celebration here. Is there anything going to be special as far as this year goes?
This year, I want to introduce a Best of Show Award to highlight the best film that we get out of all our entries this year. I want to introduce that this year.
Now, what can you tell me about? Are there any particular genres you see more of? Do you see more horror than fantasy?
We see a lot of fantasy. We see a lot of fantasy films. People really like that genre. We also see a lot of computer animation. People get these programs on the computers and they just go wild about what they can do with it. And admittedly, you go to a lot of film festivals and a lot of the amateur films are people trying out special effects. Mm-hmm. Even so, we've had some very interesting films come through the festival.
What are some of your favorite films that you've had over the past 3 years?
The past 3 years, well, we've had some really nice ones from Kansas come in. Well, one was Wayfarer. It was a space science fiction story, kind of a space opera. That kind of stuck out.
And who set that film in?
That would have been Alex Cruz of Melrose, Massachusetts. And then from Kansas, we got a very interesting film called A Few Miles Back. Mm-hmm. It had a very Twilight Zone-y feel to it. And then, let's see, our first place in 2004 was a film called Kinetic Sandwich. It was just a little five-minute film that was one of the strangest things I've ever seen.
will they get a chance to see it this year, or do they have to ask you, hey, can you show this film to me?
We may show some of our favorites this year. We may bring out a couple of favorites because we still have every one. The first year that we did it, the same director, a filmmaker called Patrick Ray, he sent in a horror film called A Man and His Finger. That was actually kind of Twilight Zone-y too.
Uh-huh.
Last year, second place in the science fiction category went to Super Anon, which came from a filmmaker named Deb Sears out of British Columbia. Okay. She actually showed that film at the Bare Bones Film Festival too.
Okay. Well, Tim, I have a confession to make. I actually haven't quite made it to one of your film festivals yet, and I apologize for that. And I will try to stick my head into the film room at least this year so I can take a look. And definitely for next year, I certainly want to see the retrospective. What are you going to call that?
It'll be the Best of the Conestoga International Film Festival.
Best of the Conestoga International Film Festival.
And we may show a couple of favorites this year, too.
I think that about covers everything. Well, Tim, I want to thank you for coming here tonight to tell us about the Conestoga International Film Festival.
Thank you.
With so much to do at a con, it is easy to miss even some of the more interesting activities. After our conversation, Tim reminded me that Chris Burnham, a regular in the play, is the other judge at the film festival. We appreciate the work that Tim and Chris do to bring such a worthy event as the film festival to the convention. Tim also mentioned that one of the main benefits of winning a film festival such as Conestoga's is exposure. It helps to build the filmmaker's resume. I also found out from Mr. Burnham while preparing this podcast that so far we have only 5 entries, which is down from last year. So if you have a short film and want to enter, the deadline for the festival is July 1st, 2006. Full details for entry are available on the website, www.sftulsa.org, and click on Short Film Festival, or send an email to filmfestival@sftulsa.org. Looking forward to seeing you all at Conestoga 10. For more information, our web address again is www.sftulsa.org, or send an email to conestoga@sftulsa.org. Thank you for listening.